Be still and take no thought. Let the images floating through your mind, well, let them float. As I heard in a Infinite Way class one time, they're like little cars going by. Don't get in to any of the cars. Just let them go by. For God so loved His creation, He gave His Son, His expression, His invisible manifestation to that creation. You are the creation of God. No, not this outer image in thought. That's one of the cars you're letting go by. No, not this mind filled with images. That too is another car. Let it go by. Deeper than both of these, here, deep within, come in here, come down here, down, down, deeper. Here at the center of your being, you have a being. And it is like a river in the background, always flowing. Here, in your being, I am. I, the Son of God, the manifestation, the expression, the invisible self. I dwell at the center of your being. Your being and I are one. I, invisible manifestation of the Father, and your being, your own internal deep being, we are one being. I am your being. Whither can you flee from your being? Yes, you can get in one of these cars and zoom around the track for a while. But I, your inner being, will never leave you. Down here, down in the inner well, I am. You show me by your stillness that you are ready to let me flow. Silently, quietly, peacefully, gently, I flow. I am your true being. Made from the substance of Almighty God. I, your true being, am infinite. Infinite. I, your true being, am omnipresent, present everywhere. Your true being, I, am present every when. Before Abraham was, I, your true being, am. Right now. After the end of this world, I, your true being, am. I am eternal. Do you realize what that means? Maybe a better way would be, I am eternity. Now I am eternity. Now your true being is eternity. I, your true being, am one with the Father, one with God, in the bosom of the Father, in the center of God. How could you ever believe you have left the Father's house? You and I and the Father are one. I told you, I am in the Father is in me, I am in you, you are in I, the Father is in you, you are in the Father. You have dreamed this parenthesis. Many images, many cars going by in the mind. Yet, you have never left the Father. Why seek ye for the living among the dead? Why are you still looking in the tomb for me? Why are you looking in the tomb of these beliefs, these images, expecting to find life there? You are not there. You are risen. in the center of God's consciousness. God had and has, God has a perfect idea, a perfect expression, a perfect invisible manifestation in the mind of God, expressing as your being, which I am. In the image and likeness of God means God's perfect divine consciousness formed. This is your eternal being now. It's time for you to come home, to come out of the tomb of a parenthesis, to come back here, come back within, rest in the pool of your own inner being, rest in the presence of the Father. There is nothing for you to do. I am the resurrection. Come here. Come now. I will lift you up. I will lift you into the conscious awareness of your infinite, eternal self. Before the world was, you existed in the mind of the Father. And the glory you had with the Father before the world was, you have right now. For you are still in the mind of the Father. This inner being which you feel, this inner being that you rest in, this is the being in the mind of the Father. You never entered a world. You never became material. You never became a human mind. You are still as God made you. Infinite divine consciousness. Past, out past the planets, past Neptune and Uranus and Pluto and even Planet X, past the boundaries of the Milky Way, past Alpha Centauri, past all the known galaxies, there, in the middle of the universe, I, your being, am. everywhere that God is. And God is infinite. Your being is now. Trillions and trillions and trillions of galaxies, and still more, and still farther, and still on and on. This is your being. You are invisible, spiritual substance. Nothing, absolutely nothing in the mind appearing as a material creation can touch your inner being. Nothing can enter to defile or make a lie. No matter what has happened, no matter what you thought you did, not one thing matters. Not one thing you did touches this inner being. And not one thing you did is forever. You have never sinned. Never. Not once. Always. Always you have existed in your inner being. In the I that I am. Lifetimes have come and gone. Parentheses have come and gone. Ages have come and passed. Civilizations have been built up and torn down. Wars have come and gone. Peace has reigned and then left. You have never entered any of those cars. Never. You exist eternally and in eternity right now. Be still. Be quiet. Let your inner being express itself. I, your inner being, I am the resurrection. Stop struggling. I am the way. It never was your responsibility. I am the life, not this mental image, not this image appearing as matter. No, let it go now. I am the way. I will lift you up. I am the life. I will live myself, yourself. I am the truth, not this image. I, your inner being, am the truth. You may lay down this sense of life, this parenthesis, this mortal image. You may lay it down tomorrow. You may lay it down in 10 or 20 of your years. But the day will come. You will lay it down. Then you will remember once again that you are immortal. You never entered a mortal existence. Why don't you lay it down right now? Let me live. Let me come forth from this deep being and reveal my life, my way, my plan, my idea, my love. Yes, it's time to lay aside the images of mortality. Be so still, not choosing any of the images that go by. Be so still that you can suddenly feel my entrance as a thief in the night. Feel my flowing in and through you and as you. Be a beholder, a witness, seeing, feeling the invisible being of I. Flowing, forming, appearing. I have come that you might have everlasting life. As a conscious experience right now. Not tomorrow. Right now, the conscious feeling of everlasting life flowing. You say you have a problem, a lack, a limitation. Stop. Don't get in those cars. Let them go by. I am here. I await only your silent acceptance, your silent recognition, your silent invitation. Into, through your silence, I am come. I will lift you up. I will resurrect you. I will lift you into the ascension, out of the tomb of mortality, into the conscious awareness of everlasting life living itself. I have been with you since the beginning, and as you lay aside mortality, you come into the awareness that I am you, as a conscious living experience. As you become aware of your inner being, of I, living you, you are coming out of the tomb of a belief in mortality. You are coming out of the need to sow and to reap. You are coming out from under any law of karma. You are coming out of the wheel of reincarnation. If you step out of mortality now and rest in your inner being and observe it as it functions, you are stopping any incarnation. You no longer have to live in mortality. You can rest. You can rest now. You can behold the Father's glory manifesting where you are. Jesus lived as immortal I before the crucifixion. So much so, he was able to say, I have come out of mortality. I have overcome the world. And now I am no longer in the world. Standing in immortality, in the center of eternity, they could take a mental image and crucify it. But he was not there. I was not there. Your inheritance is the same as that of Jesus. If you learn to live at the center of your being, step out of mortality and rest in the everlasting life, when that moment comes for you to go onward, you will not be there. You will have learned the secret of, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to pick it up again. Therefore, the saying is true, you shall not taste of the second death. Death is swallowed up in life. How far do you want to travel in this one parenthesis? Do you want to make it a better, more comfortable parenthesis, and then die in mortality? Surely you understand by now this is not your first experience on the path. You would not be hearing my voice if this was your first experience on the path. You would be content with a better parenthesis, and yet you are not. An inner voice is calling you. The voice of yourself, the voice of I. Come out of her, come out of him, come out of that mortal existence. Stand here, on the other side of the veil of images, where no one is born, no one can die, where I am, where thou art, where the Father is one. And he who has an eye to see may look upon you and say, she is not here. She is risen. And he who has an ear may listen to you and say, I hear myself calling me home. Yes, I go to prepare a place for you, and that place is now ready. Will you step into me? Your being. Your essence, your omnipresence. many are called, few choose to follow. And which are you? Sell all that thou hast, all the mental images, not just the bad ones, the good ones too. Sell them all, and come, and follow me at the center of your being, and I will give you life eternal, in the now, right here. Age after age, parenthesis after parenthesis, I have knocked. Many ages ago, you heard. A few ages ago, you decided to follow. The last one or two, you were content to settle for a improved, harmonious parenthesis. And now, will you follow? I say, arise and shine, for the light of eternity has come. Step into the place that was prepared for you before this world was. Step into the everlasting life. For God so loved you that He prepared an everlasting covenant, an everlasting kingdom, an everlasting presence for you to step into. No birth, no dying, no tears, no struggle, no evil, no good, only everlasting life, everlasting love, everlasting peace, everlasting harmony, everlasting fellowship, everlasting being, everlasting self. everlasting I. Behold what manner of love the Father has, that you, yourself, are the Son of God, the infinite, invisible, spiritual manifestation the Son of God. Behold, you have been changed in the twinkling of an eye. You are risen. You are the living Christ, God individualized as the everlasting Son. Blessings, blessings, blessings.